Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Before I begin taking a look at the readings for today, let me emphasize something that in order for you to have access to the materials, the books, the CDs, the booklets, etc., that we advertise, made a little change, and I want you to hear me clearly. There is an 800 number at the end of the program. You can call that number and receive a free booklet. But you can also go to our website, and I encourage you to do this. Go to our website, renewalministries.net. That's all. No spaces, no capitals, just renewalministries.net. When you get to that page, the main page, click on radio. When you get to radio, click on Food for the Journey, and at the bottom of the page that talks about this program, Food for the Journey, there is a place where you can receive, you can indicate that you would like to receive a free booklet. Right now, my booklet, I have two booklets on mercy, the mercy of God. This year of mercy extends till November 20th. We don't want to miss, especially now, especially in our country, with all that we're dealing with. We do not want to miss the mercy of God for our own lives and being able to be instruments of that mercy to others. So please go to renewalministries.net. From there, go to the radio. You'll see up on the main page, you'll see an indicator for radio. Click on radio, then click on Food for the Journey. Scroll down that page. Scroll down, always don't just look at what's right in front of you, but scroll down on that page and you can see what free booklet I am offering and how you can access that. So I just wanted to take a moment. I'll say something more at the end of the program, but I wanted to make sure that all of you can navigate. I know there are those who are far more tech savvy than I am, but there are also those who have not used computers and have a hard time navigating it in the beginning. So I just wanted to take a few moments here to encourage you to follow those directions and to access our website and access the free booklets that are offered there. Again, you can also call, just call the 800 number and ask for a free booklet and it will be sent to you. Today is the feast of St. Cosmas and Damian. Saints Cosmas and Damian. According to tradition, these brothers were actually medical doctors. They were martyred under Diocletian near Antioch in Syria around the year 287. In the 6th century, so that's several centuries later, in the 6th century, Emperor Justinian cured of a disease through the intercession of these saints, rebuilt the city of Cyrus where their martyrdom is said to have taken place, and constructed two churches in their honor in Constantinople. Sick persons slept overnight in these shrines to beg the miraculous ministrations of the doctor saints. And one ancient witness says this, "The whole crowd of sick are healed. The richness of these saints is inexhaustible." Cosmas and Damian are patrons of doctors, of surgeons, and of pharmacists. So if you fall in any one of those three categories, make sure you start calling on the names of Cosmas and Damian. But for all of us in times of difficulty, these are our saints, proven saints, who have gifts of healing, gifts which continue to be exercised even after their death. Today, the first reading is taken from the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 16 to 22. One day, when the angels of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "Whence do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming the earth and patrolling it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job? That there is no one on earth like him, blameless and upright, fearing God and avoiding evil?" But Satan answered the Lord and said, "Is it for nothing that Job is God-fearing? Have you not surrounded him and his family and all that he has with your protection? You've blessed the work of his hands. His livestock are spread over the land. But now, says Satan to God. But now put forth your hand and touch anything that he has, and surely he will blaspheme you to your face. In other words, he's only a follower of yours because you've blessed him so much. Take away your blessing from him and watch what happens. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand upon his person. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And so one day, while his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest son, a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing, the asses grazing beside them, and the Sabaeans carrying them off in a raid. They put the herdsmen to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, another came and said, lightning has fallen from earth and struck the sheep and their shepherds and consumed them. I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans formed three columns, seized the camels, carried them off, and put those tending them to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, another came and said, your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, when suddenly a great wind came across the desert and smote the four corners of the house. It fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. And then Job began to tear his cloak and cut off his hair, signs of severe, great mourning. He cast himself prostrate upon the ground, and this is what he said. Look at this. Look at this faith. Naked I came forth from mother's womb, and naked shall I go back again. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the midst of all this tragedy, loss of family, loss of property, loss of workers, loss of livestock, loss of everything, blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin, nor did he say anything disrespectful of God. Think about that. Satan was sure that Job only followed God because God gave him so many blessings. God allowed Job to be tested. Job did not fail the test. Psalm 17, incline your ear to me and hear my word. Hear, O Lord, a just suit, attend to my outcry. Hearken to my prayer from lips without deceit. From you let my judgment come. Your eyes behold what is right. Though you test my heart, searching it in the night, though you try me with fire, you shall find no malice in me. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my word. Show your wondrous mercies, O Savior of those who flee from their foes, to refuge at your right hand. When we go through great difficulties, where do we go? Right to the heart of God. What happens to so many people? They curse God because this or that has happened. Those who have faith draw near because God will bring good out of everything for those who put their trust in him. And the gospel is the gospel of Luke chapter 9, verses 46 to 50. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. See, we're just seeing in all of this today the human condition. The human condition for good and for ill. And in this one, the disciples were having an argument about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts. Doesn't matter what their words were, Jesus can see into our hearts and knows our real intention. And he said to them, he took a child and he placed it by his side. And then he said to them, whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is greatest. Least in the sense that there's not many external gifts, talents. They may have encountered terrible tragedy. They may be very poor. They may be very sick. But if they are faithful to God and trust him no matter what, just like Job trusted him when everything was stripped from Job. Satan stripped everything. And Job did not give up his trust in God. Here we are. Jesus puts a child in front of them and said, whoever receives this child in my name receives me. Here's someone who can't give you anything. Someone who is very, very dependent on others. Someone who doesn't have the wisdom of age. But whoever receives this child in my name, whoever you care for in Christ's name, the Lord is the one we actually receive. If we treat the people who come to us in need, or the people who perhaps are frustrating us, and they come to us and we treat them as God would treat them, looking at, in a sense, the least among us, the poor, the sick, infants, but we treat them as God would have them be treated, we'll receive Jesus Christ himself, for the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest. Think about that. How do you treat the people who serve you? I've said this to you before, but how do you treat the people who serve you? Stores, grocery stores, dress shops, clothing stores, furniture stores, restaurants. How do you treat them? How do you treat the people who serve you as you go through fast food lines in a car? Do you pay attention to the person serving you? Whoever receives this person in my name receives me. You receive their service. Do you thank God for them? Do you treat them as a blessing from God? Then John said in reply, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company. And Jesus said to him, don't prevent him. For whoever is not against you is for you. In other words, don't make divisions. Stop it. Whoever is not against you is for you. In other words, God can work through all those who serve you, all those around you, all those you're called to work with in your place of work, all those in your neighborhood. God has either caused them to be there or permits them to be there to bring you closer to him. But a lot of it depends on how we treat one another. Don't make divisions where divisions don't need to be made. Don't create division, brothers and sisters. Seek always, as much as you can, seek to resolve. Seek to be a peacemaker. Look for the presence of God, even in those who see things very differently than you. Yes, stand up for the truth, but don't go after the person. Brothers and sisters, God desires to bless us. Open your heart to receive him in whoever and however he comes to you today. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.